Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 9th of November, recording at 9:33 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today, and it was a pretty dramatic day, although not in stock markets. But starting with stock markets, Asia, a little bit mixed. The ASEAN sector was quite steady, but some light profit taking elsewhere. The European stock markets ended firm on the day, with the exception of the main that are being listed here, main eight that are being listed, Switzerland was the exception, down a little bit. And in the Americas, a little bit of seesawing, but closing lower, the S&P 500 down 9.85, that's 0.81%. Smaller declines in the other two indices. Brazil probably had the biggest, yes, did have the biggest drop, but down 1.35%. But the really big drama was in the commodity markets. And it was quite interesting because the dollar started, well, even before commodity markets, I'm going to stick to my normal sequence. Long-dated government bonds are weaker in here today as I speak. The 30-year, that's long bond, is down 1 20/30 seconds, but bond futures all declined here today. But now onto these commodities, because this was the big drama. Now, they started reasonably steady, firm, and I should say, and the dollar started to move upwards, and that pulled a few of them back. But then the precious metals took off on the upside, despite the steadier U.S. dollar. And silver got almost to, got up to $29.34. It was up about, it was up just over $1.90 on there, and then fell back very sharply. And we had, that was the most dramatic, but palladium, which is another leader, rallied up to $7.43.50 before then plunging back down to $6.75. So we had some real gyrations in here, and some days that started extremely strong and ended a little bit lower. Okay. And similar sort of thing in crude oil, up to 87.63, back to 85.48 before it settled down here at 86.39. Okay, now let's talk about what's actually going on here, because that's easier for listeners to comprehend than a lot of statistics on individual markets. First, in terms of global stock markets, we do have a number of short-term overbought conditions that have persisted really for quite a long time, because stock markets are on 12 to 13 consecutive weeks to the upside, and that is exceptional by any standards. And the leaders, the ASEAN markets, and led by Indonesia, and the South American markets, led by Chile and Colombia, have just been on a tremendous overall run. But we've also seen European and North American stock markets moving steadily higher in here, really from late August, August onwards. Now, what they've been doing is consolidating within a rising trend, and that's been positive, and it's indicated that there are still stale bulls, stale bears, I should say, out there. I repeat, that indicates that there are still stale bears. That means people who are bearish but are feeling less bearish or feeling under pressure to join this this momentum move, and that's been helping to push stock markets higher, as I've been mentioning, on pretty much a daily basis. But at some point, this will boil over, and my big concern was that it would be commodity markets that would cause it to boil over, because we were certainly seeing some dramatic commodity price inflation, and that's still the case, although there's been a setback in that overall. Now, on the stock markets, before I go into the commodities, we did have on Wall Street, we had a couple of small downside keys. The one that stands out most clearly is on the NASDAQ and the NASDAQ 100, and the S&P just squeaked out a small downside key. But the S&P is up in the area of its April high. It had just pushed above its April high, and I think anybody with a few years of market experience under their belts will know that when a market runs a long way to get back to an important previous high, that's a pause and reassess point there, and that's what everybody's been writing and saying, and quite logically so. So don't be surprised if we see this bouncing around here and some choppy activity. Slightly more choppy activity. It's been very persistent, grinding out gains to the upside, as you know, and in some instances, running to the upside, not least mining shares. I suspect that rally has spilled over, into a consolidation phase. I mean, I've been delighted to see the uranium mining shares just go blasting higher in the last several weeks, but they certainly look due for consolidation. We're talking about gains of 50%, and in some instances considerably more in a matter of a few weeks. Okay, what about the long-dated government bond prices? Well, I have been looking for a downward move, as people become less enamored of the view that the US is going to slide into a double dip recession and that we're going to see global deflation and depression. And that view is definitely beginning to look a bit passé. At least the prolonged deflation and depression aspect of it. Really, what we have been seeing is very strong growth coming out of the fuller money theme areas led by Asia, and with inflationary pressures to match, and inflationary pressures compounded by the quantitative easing that has taken place around the world, and with which the Fed continues to persist, and almost certainly the Bank of Japan is involved in that as well, although looks like the Bank of England and the European Central Bank have pulled back from that, and rightly so, in my opinion. So a lot of that liquidity sloshing around had been fueling this commodity price inflation, and I think that based on the technical action that we've seen today, we've certainly seen that boil over. I think we've seen peaks of at least near-term significance in several markets, and I would say the precious metals would qualify. I would say that we may have seen that in the grains and beans, although that's less certain. I think what happens tomorrow, I'm not going to try to be, I'm going to share my uncertainty with you here today, because acceleration is always an ending. That's not uncertainty, but how much can we conclude from this? Acceleration is always an ending. of at least short-term duration. That's what veteran subscribers will know we've pointed out for decades, and it makes sense. A market becomes overheated, it goes up further than anybody had expected, and runs out of demand, and then falls back. It floats up in a vacuum of supply and falls back in a temporary vacuum of demand. Now, what happens tomorrow will be important. I don't think that the whole secular bull market in precious metals is over. But I think that we have reached short-term peaks. Now, downside follow-through tomorrow by the close would confirm that view that we had seen at least a short-term peak and quite possibly a medium-term peak in those markets. If they bounce back quite strongly, maybe we just would have seen a one-day dramatic wonder. But if I look at the price action that we've seen in the last few weeks and today's intraday reversals, I would have to say that I think that's capped the rallies. As I've already said, but it's a point worth repeating, it's capped the rallies for at least the short term, and quite possibly the medium term, and medium term can be anything from a few weeks to considerably longer. I don't think, as I've also said, I don't think it's ended the secular bull cycle. Well, how will I play it? Well, probably like some of the rest of you, I wish that I'd sold more during the height of the rally, which was occurring so fast, and you know we're all busy. A lot of you are working elsewhere. I'm trying to write copy and deal with emails and so on. You look at the screen, and platinum or it was more than a palladium rather, and silver would be up another 50 cents. It was that type of action, and then came down with blistering speed, came down even faster. But anybody who managed to take profits up near the higher side of those ranges, well, I tip my hat to you. I have seen some stops triggered. I'll report all that in comment of the day. Not my platinum positions. Platinum had gone up. Had gone up less, but my palladium stops were triggered. My wheat stops were triggered. I took a baby steps profit in the treasury bond short position, seeing that's all being written up. But I want to see the dust settle here. I think this is a moment probably for a little bit of observation rather than aggressive action. But if everybody feels that way, we will get a further setback in some of these high-flying commodities. And what about currencies? I mentioned last night that the dollar had seen a downside failure on the U.S. dollar index, and that further rally today confirms that. We're back into the range. The dollar has pulled back to, the euro has pulled back to 137.73 after pushing up to 40.41, I think it was last week. So a firmer dollar, euro worries increasing over the same sovereign debt issues that have been with us for a good many months, but the CDSs and the bond yields are pushing higher, and that's worrying investors. And the dollar is even steadied against the U.S. dollar is even steadied against the Singapore dollar, against which it had fallen so significantly. So my feeling is we'll see a little bit steadier action, and if commodity markets are off the boil for a while, that's not bad news for stock markets. What I had felt and have been writing and saying in these broadcasts would be that continued upward spikes in commodities would certainly become a headwind for stock markets. But the gyrations that we're seeing, I think, will remind all investors and traders that gravity does still exist in financial markets, despite the quantitative easing. And when they run ahead too quickly, they do react backwards. So, expect. Expect a little more uncertainty and volatility in these commodity markets, and that might spill over to stock markets. But if we've seen a medium-term peak for commodity prices, and we may have, that would probably be favorable for the equity markets. More tomorrow. It's bound to be interesting. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.